This chazor is echinish b'achir chazor shagam from Yehudim sechaz chulun daf mem beis pele perik elu treifis perik shalishi zok the hilga mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya. The following are considered to make an animal into a treifa, a hole of any size in the esophagus, a trachea that's cut across the majority of its width, a hole in the membrane around the brain, a hole in the heart that goes through to the chamber, a broken spine with a severed spinal cord. If the liver was removed and nothing at all was left of it, a hole in the lung, a lung that's missing a piece, although Rav Shimon says it's not a treifa unless the hole penetrates to the bronchial tubes, a hole in the cava, which is the fourth stomach, a hole in the gallbladder, a hole in the intestines, a hole in the inner keres, which is the first stomach, if most of the outer keres was torn, although Rav Yehuda says that in the case of a large animal, it's a treifa if a tefach is torn, in the case of a small animal, most of it has to be torn. If there's a hole in the hemsis, which is the third stomach, the hole has to be to the outside, not in the wall, which is connected to the base hakoisis. If there's a hole in the base hakoisis, which is the second stomach, again, to the outside, an animal that fell off a roof, or if most of the ribs are broken, or an animal that was attacked by a wolf and clawed by it, through which the wolf injects a poison into its victim. Although Rabbi Yehuda says that the attack and clawing of a wolf only make a small animal into a treifa, but the attack and clawing of a lion would even make a large animal into a treifa. A small bird attacked and clawed by a gnat becomes a treifa. Even a large bird that is attacked and clawed by a gas becomes a treifa. The Mishnah ends off, the general rule is, any animal that has a condition which makes it unable to live makes it a treifa. Zakon Mar Shlager said, where we find a remez, an allusion to a treifa in the Torah? Mar asks, what do you mean? The Torah makes an explicit mention of treifa in the pasuk. Mar explains what he was asking was, where does the Torah allude to the fact that a treifa can't live? The Mishnah said at the end that a treifa is something that can't live. Where in the Torah do we see that? So the Mar answers that the pasuk says, Zois hachaya asher toichlu. This teaches that something that can live, maybe, and something that cannot live, may not be eaten. From here we learn that a treifa can't live. Now, in fact, according to the view that a treifa can live, where does he learn that from? And for the Gemara, the pasuk says, Zois hachaya asher toichlu, which means that the following list of kosher animals, the following live animals may be eaten, but there are other live animals that may not be eaten, which refer to a treifa and teach that a treifa can live. What will the view that a treifa cannot live learn from the word zois? Mar says he's going to dash like Tanan Vei Rishmol, who says that zois teaches that Hashem took each and every species of animal and showed it to Moshe and told him, this you can eat, this you can't eat. Fine. Fakmar, the view that a treifa can live needs zois for this drasha as well. Fakmar, he's going to learn that a treifa can live from a different drasha of the Tanan Vei Rishmol, which says that the pasuk of Bein Hachaya Hanecheles or Bein Hachaya Asher Lo Yoseyochel, there is a chaya, a live animal, which may not be eaten. This refers to the 18 types of treifas that were given to Moshe at Sinai. Fekmar, presumably the 18 treifas listed in our Mishnah are the 18 that were taught to Moshe at Sinai. However, we find other types of treifas in the Mishnah that are referred to with the acronym of Basgar, and others referred to as Shev Shmaitze, the seven teachings taught by Amoraim. So now, according to the Tanna of our Mishnah, this is not problematic. He doesn't state a number, so he taught what he taught, and there are economy, there may be others, and those are all caught up in the catchphrase of the Zehaklal, the general rule. However, according to the Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel, who says the number 18, that suggests that there are no more than 18. However, there are a number of other cases of treifa, the Basgar, and the Shev Shmaitza, which the Gemara will now ask one by one. So how are we going to deal with this? The Gemara deals with each one. Fact the Gemara like this. There is a case of an animal whose back leg was severed above the knee, which is a treifa. The Gemara says he holds a Rav Shimon Elazar, who says that such a wound can be burned close and the animal can then live. Fact Gemara, but we are answering for the Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that a treifa can live. Therefore, the fact that this animal can be treated and can live does not mean it's not a treifa. But rather, he holds a Rav Shimon Elazar, who says that an animal with a severed back leg is kosher. What about the case of an animal with a piece missing in its spinal column? Also a treifa. The Gemara said, you have listed a hole of the hemsis and a hole of the base hakoisis as two of the 18 treifas. Count those two as one and put in the deficient spinal column as the 18th. In fact, there's a case of an animal which no longer has its skin. The Gemara said, he holds that such an animal is not a treifa. In fact, there's a case of an animal with a shriveled lung. The Gemara said, the view that a hole in the gallbladder makes an animal a treifa is the view of Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. We can say that the Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel does not agree with that. We can then remove that case and instead insert the case of the animal with the shriveled lung. Why didn't it include the cases of the Shev Shmaitza? And the cases are as follows. Rav Masna said that an animal is a treifa if the ball of the thigh bone popped out of the socket. Rochet Rapop in the name of Rav said a disease in even one kidney makes it a treifa. Rav Avira in the name of Rav said that a hole in the spleen makes it a treifa. Rav Barbar Achana in the name of Shmuel said if majority of the simanim are detached, it's a treifa. Rav Bar of Shila in the name of Rav Masna in the name of Shmuel said three more treifas. If a rib was uprooted from its base, it's a treifa. If a majority of the skull is crushed, it's a treifa. And if the flesh that covers most of the keras was damaged, we'll explain later in the Gemara, if in its majority, it's also a treifa. Why were these not listed? And for the Gemara, there are eight cases of holes in organs that make a treifa. All these eight should be counted as one, since they're all the same in nature. It's based on a hole. And we can therefore, if we take out all those eight become one, we're left with seven extra that we can put in. And these seven now put in these seven to get to a total of 18. But there are also two cases of severed organs, a severed trachea and a severed spinal column in the Mishnah, which if you're saying that all holes are one, then all severed things are also should be counted as one. Now we're back down to 17. Also, the case of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, is also a case of a hole in an organ, and therefore can't be counted as a separate type of trefa. And for the Gemara, in the earlier answers, we removed two types of trefas, the one with the severed leg and the one without the skin. Put them back in, and now we again have a total of 18 types of trefas.